Broadcasting worldwide on internet radio.
Refreshing takes on legal strategies.
Straightforward answers to difficult tax questions.
Independent ideas on building wealth. The Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen.
Previously recorded with Mark as the host of The Mark Kohler Show.
Enjoy this fresh take on strategies to better live the American dream.
Everybody, to today's show. My name is Mark Kohler, your host. Excited to be here with you. This is going to be a fantastic show, and I'm really excited about this topic. I had the show, about 2 years ago, where we focused on software and applications and technology and how it can help us in small business, and what are the coolest, newest tech gadgets, and, well, I shouldn't say gadgets. We're sticking on software and apps. We ought to have a show about gadgets, shouldn't we? Well, that's what this show's about today, is the software and the apps that are out there to help us make more money and keep it and protect it, and that's what this show's all about, is that American dream and small business. So welcome if you're a new listener. I'm Mark Kohler, your host, a CPA attorney, small business owner, family man, scoutmaster, surfer, just trying to find a little time myself to enjoy life as we're all busy entrepreneurs, aren't we? So thank you for listening in. Hopefully you've been maybe given a link to this show by a friend or family member or business associate. We hope to have you back again in the future. Now, as our show progresses, we hit several little sections of the show that are a regular, part of the show, and so we're going to dive right into it. Some of these things I like to highlight are regular issues. For example, the newsletter that just came out this morning. If you're not on the newsletter, please get to markjkohler.com or over to kkoslawyers.com or ke-cpas.com, yada, yada. You know the link that someone sent you to this show probably has some sort of resource. Just Google us. But the point is, every Tuesday, I sent out a very, very important newsletter with blog articles, and we had some powerful information today because we're in the middle of tax season. There's some tax deadlines for many of you out there that are already working on your tax returns. You know what's coming down. But we are literally just 3 weeks away from the corporate tax deadline. That's S corporations and C corporations. And as we talked about on last week's show, there are now over 4.7 million S corporation small business owners out there in America. I know many of you are listening. You can file an extension. Don't stress. I'm filing an extension. I'd say probably 70 to 80% of our clients do file extensions. It's very common, and it gives you a chance to get your books together. But March 15th comes up on you quick. Can you believe it's already March? Man, it's coming around the corner. So that's an important tax deadline that many of you should be thinking about. If you have an S corporation or C corporation, is the extension you need to file. You can contact our office if you need some help there. Of course, with all the links and websites that I just mentioned, you'll track us down. Give us a buzz. The staff can send you the information to get you an engagement letter and an extension. A couple articles that were, I think, going to be very helpful to you. The first one, of course, was on the hottest smartphone apps and software in your business. So check that out. And we're during this show, where I want to kind of let you know what's coming, we're going to try to dig up every cool app we can think of. I'm anxious to hear from you, the listener. If you want to email me or text me or Facebook me, send us a message. Let us know what is your coolest app out there, and I'm going to probably try to capitulate them all into a master list and then republish it next week in next week's newsletter. So we'll be going through that. But that newsletter article there today is a starting point. So check it out, the hottest apps and software now for or your phone or your business. Next article is about bookkeeping. If you're thinking about your taxes this time of year, you're thinking about getting your books together, and I know it feels like the bane of your existence. And I shot a little video there on the newsletter on why QuickBooks rocks. And here, I need a drum roll. I should have Lisa in the studio with sound effects. We haven't got that fine-tuned, have we, Lisa, over the years? But The QuickBooks video series that I've been talking about for months, if not years, launches this weekend, March 1st. So I am thrilled to talk more about bookkeeping and QuickBooks over the next couple weeks as I get that launch out there. I know many of you have been waiting around for that, and it's a fun video series. There's so many spoofs, and then we're serious, and I've got my screen and my little mouse running around showing you how to implement QuickBooks, and we're going to talk a little bit more about QuickBooks today. It's a powerful software program for your small business, but on the newsletter, there's a link there where you can sign up to be part of the VIP launch list, whatever, and there's a number of giveaways. We're going to give away credit for future education and workshops and some giveaways. So please, if you want, get on that newsletter and just click on the link near the QuickBooks icon, and you'll see how you can be a part of that kind of advanced purchase launch list. So good stuff there. So anyway, some videos. Got some S Corporation videos that were shot that part of last week's show, and I can't emphasize that enough again. I thought last week's show was fantastic, where we talked about when, where, and how S Corporations can fit into a small business owner's life. If you haven't listened to that show, check it out. I know you'll find it very, very useful and powerful. So before we get into our topic of the hour, we usually have a tipster or two that comes on, a regular returning guest, and I'm excited to bring out on the show Matt Sorensen, who is a partner of mine in the law firm and a regular, sometimes co-host here on the show. He is a huge asset to our clients around the country and a good friend of mine. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark. Always a pleasure.
Glad you're here. What did you think of that newsletter today? Gosh, lots of moving parts. It was kind of exciting, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm so excited for the QuickBooks video. You know, my my two teenage daughters have started a small business this past year, and they need to get their bookkeeping in order. And so I'm excited for them to watch your QuickBooks videos and learn, and we're going to get QuickBooks at the house. I'm so excited.
Oh, man, this would be perfect. So this weekend, when they get in trouble, they sneak out of the house, they do something they're not supposed to, you can punish them by making them watch QuickBooks videos. This is the perfect
thing. You know what? I don't even have to punish them yet. They're so into it, especially Brooke, my 15-year-old. I mean, she's going to, you know, she'll get into it.
Oh, awesome. Well,
and they love Mark Kohler, so, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. They're great girls. Hey, and I know, folks, if you haven't, we ought to have them on the show sometime. As young, we ought to do a young entrepreneur show and have kids on here with their businesses. Matt's kids create these hats and shirts and all this sort of accessories for clothing, and they're way fun. My kids have liked buying them, too, so it's good stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, we ought to have a young entrepreneur show. We really should. So what tip you got for us this week?
Well, I want to talk about the MIRA retirement accounts that Obama proposed at the State of the Union. It was a couple weeks ago that kind of got rolled out, and I keep getting questions from clients. What are these? Are they available? And so I just want to let people know what these MIRA accounts are. They've been a lot in the news, and again, were highlighted in the President's State of the Union a couple weeks ago.
Well, I think this is good because you even wrote an article on it, but it's still so new. We just don't have all the details, so this is wonderful. People should probably check out your blog for a little more detail, I would suspect, too.
Yes, yeah, there's a blog article. If you go to my website, sdirahandbook.com, you can check out a blog article. It's got a lot more detail, but essentially, what the concept is of this is President Obama wanted to create a retirement account option for people who do not have a retirement account offered at their employer, and it's really designed for low-income workers. And essentially works like a Roth IRA, whereby you're not getting a tax deduction where you put money in, but the money grows tax-free and it can come out tax-free. So those are some of the basic compositions of how it works. is if you have a retirement plan offered by an employer, you can't participate in this. Now, it's going to require some employer participation because this is supposed to come off of your paycheck from your employer, but it's a very basic option that the president's trying to lay out to help people save for retirement.
Well, I don't know what everybody's all stressed about. Social Security is just amazing. It pays out
right,
huge.
Yeah.
You know you can bank on it. And so, well, maybe,
yeah.
Maybe this is a nice little tool for those that are, I think, just getting started. Right now, there's a limit. I want to just ask this. There is a limit of how much you can put in or how much it can grow to. I don't ever
right,
get that.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah, well, once the account reaches $15,000, whether it's contributions, now, this is the downside to it. Let's get to the 2 points of why I don't like these. On the one hand, great, it's money people can count that they're not being taxed on, and they can use for retirement. Okay, great, I like that. Anytime the government's saying we're not going to tax you on money you make, I'm happy. But the downside to this is it doesn't work like what people expect a retirement plan to work like for a few reasons. One is you don't get to invest in anything. It's automatically invested in government securities that are going to give you like a 1 to 2% return. So it's really a savings account. You cannot think of it as an investment account because it's very pathetic if you look at it from an investment standpoint. It's really just a savings account. And that is one of the main reasons I don't like it is because you can't, not only can you not self-direct it, but you cannot use it to even buy stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. I mean, you're stuck in a government security. The second reason I don't like it gets to your point of once your account reaches $15,000, you can no longer use the MIRA account. Now, what happens, though, is it can be rolled over to a private Roth IRA account, which is a good thing. So the MIRA is really only useful up to $15,000. Once you're at a $15,000 account balance, you can roll it over to a private Roth IRA, which at that point you could, you know, do stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, or you could roll over and self-direct it and invest in real estate or precious metals or really whatever investments you want. So once you do get to 15 grand, you can roll it out and start making some investment decisions.
All right. I love it. Well, folks, if you're just joining us for today's show, we've got Matt Sorensen on the line, and he's talking about the new MIRA accounts created by the Obama administration to really help people just save more. And they're built for low-income wage earners where they need something to kind of get started. And I think it's probably a good thing to get the habit going of saving. And, of course, Matt just mentioned some of the downsides that they do cap out, and then you got to roll them on. But maybe it's a good thing. Try to get young
it's
people.
Like it's, I think it's kind of like better than nothing, but still not great, obviously. So there's very few people who are going to participate in this. I mean, a lot of people are going to be better off just doing IRAs or participating in employer 401k, or if you're self-employed, doing a 401k yourself in your own business or a SEP IRA. I mean, there's frankly a lot of better options out there. But for some people that don't have any other options, that are low income, this is a good tool. Like I said, it's better than nothing. And once you do get to 15 grand, you can roll it out to a Roth IRA provider of your choice, which could include self-directing.
Okay. Well, I love it. Well, very helpful tip. A regular contributor on the show, Matt Sorensen, and author of the new book, The Self-Directed IRA Handbook. I have a copy right here on my desk that I'm going to be raffling off at a workshop tonight in Riverside, and people are just buying this book like candy off the shelf. Matt, how are book sales going, I should ask?
Well, so January, the last numbers I have, so it was the number one hot new release on Amazon in the Kindle store for books in the retirement planning category, and it was the number three overall bestseller in that same category on Amazon Kindle. So, and that, you know, number three bestseller in the retirement planning category is pretty good because I beat Susie Orman's latest book. I beat Brian Tracy's last book. I mean, there's a lot of big-name authors' books that I beat out on the January numbers. So we'll see how February goes. I'm hoping to stay somewhat close to that in the bestseller ranks, but we'll see.
Well, good job. And it's a great book, folks. If, of course, on the newsletter, there's a link where through the month of February, Matt's providing a special discount on the pricing. So if you are interested and you haven't got your copy yet, go to the newsletter. I think it's near the bottom right-hand corner now, the link to get to Matt's book. So, Matt, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Well, we'll have Matt, of course, will be joining us every about once a month. He comes out on the show and shares a tip for us entrepreneurs that to help us, again, just kind of make a little bit more money and save it and keep it. Now, for those that are just joining us, today's show is on the 14, 15, 25. I don't know the number yet. I'm still trying to find out. What are we going to come up with here? The hottest smartphone apps and software for us as small business owners to make our lives easier. We're going to be bringing on special guests throughout the rest of the show talking about that. I've got multiple articles from around the various news sources that I've collected this last week. I've got my own list. I created a blog on this. So we're going to keep heading in that direction. Now, before we get there, though, I've got another special tipster that's come on the show today. We're going to maybe stay away from the tax tip today. If you joined us early on, I did say don't forget the tax deadlines coming up and extending is okay. Get with your accountant, get an extension filed. Give us a call. March 15th is just a couple weeks away and corporations are due. So I want to just reiterate, that's your tax tip for today, folks. If you're waiting for that tax tip, it's get on your books and get on your extensions and start getting your information together. But one other tip that I'd like to talk about here, and I want to bring out a regular contributor to our show, a good friend and expert in the financial planning arena. I want to set the stage here. I get constantly asked the question, Mark, what should I do with Social Security? Should I claim it? Is it going to be taxable? Is it not taxable? Should I take a bigger salary in my S-Corp so I can get more Social Security later? Social Security can be really kind of a moving target. It can be very complex to me. And a lot of us make fun of it, and it's a pun and kind of the joke of, retirement. But it does add up. That Social Security check for a lot of people is what they're surviving on in retirement. And it's also paying a few extra bills that could make the difference, right? So Randy Lubke, a regular, again, guest on our show, has put together a seminar specific to Social Security strategy planning. And I was just blown away with what he's doing with that. So I asked him to come out on the show today and give us a couple tips and maybe tell us where he's speaking over the next few weeks or months. And just excited to hear about this. So, Randy, are you there? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Mark Kohler. How are you?
I am great. Are you ready to dispel and just answer all our questions with Social Security in just a few minutes here?
I don't think so, but I'd certainly love to talk about the workshop.
It's a big topic, isn't it? It's tough.
It really
is. Tell us
what
you're going to be talking about. What are some of the strategies here? Just like, what are you talking about? What's the myth and the mystery out there?
Well, the key is that there's a multitude of strategies that one can use to take their Social Security benefits. I started looking into this, for my own purposes about 5 or 6 years ago and figured, well, what you do is you go down to the Social Security office, you apply for benefits, and then when you're 65, a check shows up. Well, I was dead wrong. What I found is that there's a number of different things you can do to really increase the probability that you'll receive more benefits over your lifetime and, of course, the lifetime of your spouse. So what we'll be talking about at the workshop is how to do that, how to maximize your Social Security benefits. That's the emphasis of the workshop.
I love it. Now, I'm going to try to get one tip out of you here. I know it's going to be a huge topic, and it's so hard. I know that it's difficult. But before I press you for, one little thing all of us could do a little bit better in this area, I know tonight is a workshop, right? Or where are you at tonight? For those that are in Southern California, you might want to jump in your car and head over to this. But give us kind of your outline of where you're going to be and how people can learn more about this.
Okay, so I'm going to have two workshops this week, and you're right, tonight is one of them. It starts at 7 p.m., and it's going to be at the Sea Country Community Center in Laguna Niguel. Sea Country Community Center, Laguna Niguel. And that one will start at 7, and I'm going to have it at the same location on Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay. Now, for Southern Californians, that's probably just a couple hours away from L.A., an hour up from San Diego. Anywhere in Orange County, you could be there. At 7 o'clock, it's not going to be the end of the world in traffic to get over for that. Certainly on a Saturday morning, it shouldn't be bad. You could probably even get there from L.A. in an hour and 10 or hour and 15. So I'd love it. Now, Randy, give us something here. Like, I know it's a huge topic and it's hard, but what could all of us even think about doing a little bit smarter about? Do we go in and start to estimate what we can get from our Social Security? Do you go to SSA.gov and plug in your info and see what your estimated benefits are going to be? Where does the person even start with this topic?
Sure, sure. And that's actually a good tip right there, because that's something you need to do really every year. You know, we look at our pay stubs. We see that they take out the FICA from the pay stub. But it's also good to, at the end of the year, to look and make sure that the Social Security office did record those contributions. And so that's certainly a good tip. Yes, it's socialsecurity.gov is where you would go. And you can look up your benefits. You can look up your actual earnings record. The website's really good. I mean, this is not the the healthcare website. It's been around for a while, and it's got a lot of good information and specific information regarding your earnings history.
Now, one quick question I have, and I know I could just take that. We ought to have a whole show on this soon, talking about Social Security. But my wife, I've got a good friend. He's a stay-at-home dad. His wife is out bringing in the bacon, and in our situation, I'm out with the day job, and my wife's holding down the fort at home. So everybody's situation's different. But in mine, my wife really doesn't have an outside W-2. If I put her on payroll, it's going to be in my corporation, my business, and I talk about that strategy with 401k planning. You and I talk about that a lot together, in fact. But is it wise to put your spouse on payroll at least for a few years? Is it helpful? Are we really going to see a Social Security benefit if I put Jennifer on my payroll?
Oh, yeah. Well, certainly you see a benefit. The question is it worth it? Because, of course, you're making some major contributions. What is it? It's over 15%. This year, right, between the employee and employer, which is all
yeah.
us, as self-employed. So you have to look at that number, and also the earnings limit. You know, there's a maximum amount of income you can earn each year before they stop taking out Social Security. It's called the earnings limit, and that's gone up every year. This year, it's something like around $117,000. So until that point, you're going to be paying into that that Social Security fund. And so the question is, if you have put your wife on payroll, is the payout going to be justified for that, you know, the money you're putting in? Because as a spouse, she's already entitled to a Social Security benefit based on your earnings record.
Okay.
Right?
Well,
so it's not really straightforward.
No, it is tricky. Again, there you go. There's a good reason to try to get more information on this. Randy, are people nationwide? Obviously, this is a nationwide show. Are you going to be recording your workshop anytime soon? How can people get more information about this and speak with you if they want to at least just get a consultation on their Social Security planning?
Okay, so let's kind of address it in three pieces. First of all, for those of your listeners that are in Southern California and would be interested in attending the workshop, I want to make sure you understand it's completely free. There's no charge to attend it. And one of the benefits of attending it is I'm going to provide them with an analysis of both their Social Security as well as their Medicare benefits. Normally, I charge $297 to put that analysis together to develop these strategies we're talking about. But for attending the workshop, they'll be able to get that analysis for free, and to make a reservation for either tonight or Saturday, they can just call the 800 number. It's 800-849-0462. So 800-849-0462.
Okay, perfect. And I see Lisa in the studio just typed that up on the chat line for people that are listening in on their computers. And, okay, so nationwide, what do we do? We've got to get a TV crew over there and record this thing.
Well, yeah, that's my long-term plan is, of course, to get it on video. I think a good approach is, A, we could have, tips, some regular tips, because there are some amazing strategies. I'd love to share them with you, but I don't want to take up all your time today. But strategies right. that we can really do to maximize the dollars in versus dollars out. Ultimately, I'll be recording this workshop, and I'll be putting it on my podcast, which you'll be able to download through iTunes.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, I really want folks, for those that are, we're going to move on to our apps and software right now, but I want you to know that I will put a link out to this podcast on my newsletter. Randy, let's make a commitment to do a article either together, or I'll sponsor one of your articles on the Social Security topic. Let's get it out on the newsletter in the next couple weeks. And we just wish you the best of success. This is a great topic. And again, that mystery of how Social Security works is a really important topic. So I want to thank you for coming out for a couple minutes.
Well, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing anybody that can make it to our workshop tonight or Saturday.
Okay, you bet. And Randy, real quick, your website. Let's at least throw out your website, too.
Oh, thank you very much. It's lifetimeparadigm.com. So LIFETIME, Lifetime. And then Paradigm is the hard one to spell, PARADIGM.com, lifetimeparadigm.com. Lots of great information. It's a very educational-oriented website, and so please go there and check it out.
Okay, and folks, Randy is a licensed financial advisor. He's a licensed stockbroker. He's a licensed mortgage officer, a licensed broker. I mean, he's got every license you can think of when it comes to financial advice and planning. And we're just grateful to, again, have your knowledge here on the show with us. And I know I missed something in that quick bio of yours, Randy.
Good, pretty good.
Thank you so much. All right.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks. We'll have him back. All right. Okay. Well, folks, let's dive into these apps. For those that have just joined us, I've seen a number of people joining on the show. I think some of you skip my tips, don't you? You come in at the bottom of the hour because you want to hear the topic of the day, and you just kind of and some of you get busy. I know. I'm calling you out right now. But welcome. Welcome here to the Mark Kohler Show. I am so happy and excited about this this topic today because I am kind of a geek in nature, and I love to talk about little apps and software packages. So I want to start off with we've got some experts that are going to join us here in a couple seconds, that will give us some thoughts on their favorite apps and what they're good for. But let me set the stage with this. I really think, first of all, that there's some basics that every small business owner should be using. And some of you may think, well, Mark, that's a no-brainer. We need to be using that. But I'm just going to rattle off some of these. And I'm going to put little stars and circles by the ones that we talk about on the show. And I'm going to summarize those in a follow-up article for next week's newsletter so that you can see what we discovered here on the show. For those that are on the chat line, we welcome you to type in some of your favorite apps, your favorite programs. I'd like to put them on my list. If anybody would like to, when you do list those on the chat window, just give a quick little half sentence or so of what they do so I can announce that for everyone. Also, if you'd like to call in with some comments, please do. The phone number is 646-200-4285. I'm also taking live emails at mark@markjkohler.com. That's mark@markjkohler.com. Jeez, I can't even spit out my own email today. Isn't that ridiculous? Okay, and I've got them. I'm looking at my emails, and I'm overwhelmed with a few emails here. So we're going to jump into this. Some of the first ones that I think are just obvious, and I think for those of you that may be new to small business, I think that's important that I start out with some of the basic big ones. The first one that is huge out there, and I've had several comments from email already, is Google Docs. Google Docs and Gmail is really dominating the back office of many small businesses. We use it daily. So with Google Docs, you're able to create spreadsheets and files and calendars, Word documents, all these different documents, and then share them with others in your office. We're going to go through these quickly today, but it's a great way to share email, calendar, contacts, and files and documents in the same office or across the country It's obviously different than Dropbox, which I will mention is number two. But number one is the Gmail Google Docs resource. So, and I know that probably many of you are already using that, and I know some of you don't use these at all. That's okay. You share with us what you think is better if you would like to. So Google Docs, number two. I'm going to hit three or four of these, and then I want to bring out some of our experts here and kind of keep it, break up the monotony of you hearing my voice. But number one, Google Docs. Number two, Dropbox. We use this every day in our office as well. We have the ability to put larger files in a central Dropbox that everybody in the cloud can go and grab that you invite into that shared Dropbox. For many of you, that is... been, I'm sure, a huge part of your small business is having that Dropbox capability. Number three. Now, I don't use this, but I've got many, many clients that do, so I don't have a lot of experience with it, but I want to bring up number three that's been a common thread in many of the articles I've been and research I've been doing is Evernote. If any of you have been using Evernote, it's a great way to take notes, audio notes, pictures, documents, videos, pictures, and then have them shared or saved in one kind of cloud, and it syncs with your computer and your phone. Now, Jeremy Martin, who's come on my show before, has talked about using Evernote to track your receipts. It can be used for that as well. I'm going to share an exciting new app that might do that a little better here in a bit, but Evernote is very, very popular, and so I wanted to bring that one up. Number four, I'll just share one more here, and then we'll bring out one of our guests, is number four is some sort of PayPal or merchant app. Now, I use Square. Some of you may use a PayPal app where you can swipe a card. QuickBooks has now come out with another kind of card reader app. So there's all these merchant account companies that are now competing for this market, and that's to be able to take credit cards on your smartphone. So I was just at my barber last week talking about the Square and the PayPal app. So I want to just throw that out as an important app. Now, whichever one you choose, I'm just going to call it kind of the merchant app, that you need to have something to take cards on your iPhone or, sorry, your smartphone. I don't want to offend any Android users out there. But so taking money is very important when you're selling even a product or a service, so you don't have that accounts receivable. Okay, now with those four that I just threw out, I want to jump to another one, a one that you know I love, and I'm bringing out my expert in our office who has been on the show before. She's amazing. This is Sandy Beecham. She is a seasoned accountant, and I can't go through her resume enough, but she is the director of our accounting services department at K&E Accountants, or K&E CPAs. She's phenomenal, and I want to bring her out and talk about one of our favorite software packages. So, Sandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for coming on.
How's it going?
I know this is good, and I know this is a busy time of year for you. Sandy, let me set the stage here. What is the coolest accounting software package for small business owners in the world, the best?
Well, Mark, I'd have to say QuickBooks.
Okay, there we go. Sweet. I was a little nervous because I wasn't sure what you were going to say. No, of course not. We love QuickBooks. QuickBooks is where it's at. And Sandy, I know some of you out there are rolling your eyes going, okay, Mark, I'm not going to take a ton of time on this. But just, of course, since we're launching our QuickBooks training video series, which Sandy and her team has helped vet and watch and laugh and cry, we needed to bring it up. But Sandy, tell us why you love QuickBooks, and I know you're consulting clients every day, every hour of every day, every minute, helping people with QuickBooks. Tell us why you like it. Like, what practically is so cool about it?
Well, first of all, it's affordable.
Mm.
For less than $200, you can get an amazing, powerful little software package that's geared towards managing your accounting requirements.
Okay. Well, and folks, I know, again, some of you are probably going, of course, Mark, the tax guy, is going to bring up one of these software programs of QuickBooks. Of course, I have to. But we still need to vet this. I like it. It's affordable. Good. Okay. What else?
It's easy to use, and it can be customized through use of the chart of accounts and preferences for any business.
Now, when people install QuickBooks, they don't need to stress too much about that tailoring. It's something that I know your office, your team, helps people with every day. They're going to be able to learn this through some videos I'm trying to support them with. You can tailor it yourself, really. It's not that challenging.
Right, that's correct. Well, you do kind of need to know a little bit about the flow of the general ledger, but you can tailor it specifically for your business.
And no matter what kind of business you have, QuickBooks could work. Sandy, the one question I threw this out to you when I asked you to come on the show. So here's one of the last questions I wanted to ask, because I know we've got a lot to cover today. I know there's that aha moment when people go, oh my gosh, QuickBooks just paid for itself. I get it now. I'm almost tearing up here because this is so special when this happens. Can you share an example of one of those features on QuickBooks where you were with a client, maybe in the last few weeks or days or whatever, where the client was like, oh my gosh, I get it now. Is there a feature or a report or something that you really just like clients to get the vision of?
Well, I'm going to have to take it from the professional end of the application. And, you know, our clients will get some benefit from this because our fees won't be as high when we're cleaning up their books for tax presentation. And it's the ease of changing transactions and also providing an audit trail for the change. And I surveyed all of my team and asked them specifically, what's your favorite aspect of QuickBooks? And it was the ease in changing transactions and also having the audit tracking reporting that we can get from it.
And when you say audit tracking, for the average person, that just means we can see what happened and why, so that it's not a mystery when you're trying to figure out what you paid for, and it trails back to some bank account or some credit card, mm-hmm. so that people have a history, right?
Right, not just the bank account and the credit card, but when it was changed and what it was changed from and to.
I love it. This is good. Well, yeah. Okay. And Sandy, I know I asked you in advance to just come on for a few minutes, and we've got a lot of apps we want to go through today. So I appreciate your patience with me keeping this brief. I love what you shared. I want to bring up one other software. This is going to be number 6 on my list. Tell us what you think of Neat Receipts. Neat Receipts is something that I've talked a lot about in workshops with clients. I know some catch the vision of it, getting rid of the paper, and then coordinating it with QuickBooks. What's your thoughts on Neat Receipts?
Well, it's a nice tracking mechanism for your receipts, and also it's really easy to find them once they're scanned and saved. There is a little quirkiness to getting it to kind of import into QuickBooks, so it's not super user-friendly when it comes to that. You do have to kind of play with the software a little bit, but it is an excellent tracking program for keeping copies of your receipts and being able to find them later on.
Yeah, and there is a Neat Receipts app, and there's also a QuickBooks app. So everybody, I want to make this point, and then I'm going to share one more cool app here on this tax area, and then we'll move off of tax and accounting. But Quick and Neat Receipts both have apps for the smartphone, as well as a desktop software, very robust software program on your computer with scanners and all those sorts of good things. But they have apps as well, and bringing this all together is the trick. And so, folks, Sandy, I'm announcing it right now. You're going to love this. The Kohler Tax Savings app is coming out. And what I've done is I've partnered with Deductor. Deductor is a type of app where you can track your mileage, take pictures of receipts, track your expenses, your banking, and then it all coordinates with QuickBooks. And it all goes into a cloud, all the pictures of receipts you take. So I'm going to be launching this in the next few weeks, if not days. And I'm so excited to be able to bring together QuickBooks, Neat Receipts, an app. What do you think? Sounds kind of cool.
Well, I look forward to testing that.
I will send you a beta testing version so that you can screw around with it. I think you'll love it. So anyway, it's kind of fun. So hopefully bring it all together. So I'm going to put that on as number 7. Well, Sandy, thanks so much for coming out for a minute. Any last words on anything? What other favorite app? Did you throw one out? What do you got?
You kind of mentioned it with the one of our clients had given us a reference to an app for their mileage, and with this one that you're coming out with, that's going to manage your mileage and receipts and, you know, be the all-in-all. I think that's amazing because oftentimes that's one of the last things we ask about when we're kind of positioning the books for tax presentation is, what was your mileage? And the clients are usually, well, I don't really know. And so you need to have tracking capabilities for that. So this is a good way. This is a good thing.
Well, and mileage tracker, and I would tell anyone out there, if you're just wanting to track mileage, there's some very affordable apps. Sometimes there's a monthly fee because there's a GPS aspect to it. But I'm going to put that down, too, as a mileage tracker. And there's various versions out there. Just get into your app store and do a search for mileage. Well, Sandy, thank you so much, and happy tax season.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right. Now, take care. Now, we're going to bring out another software application expert here in just a moment, but I want to go through a few points here. I've just got a comment on the chat line, and it's regarding Google Drive. And if anybody has any questions, please bring it out on the chat line. So we got, I like your little handle here, Bogus Garbage, EG, Bogus Garbage G. Oh, that's your handle. He says, Google Drive, just like Dropbox, but integrated with Google. And so that's what I was talking about with the Google apps. I think they're just amazing in the Google Drive and everything you can do with Google Docs. So check that out. And great comment, Bogus Garbage G. And I got an email here from Jeff Seamus, who's been on the show before, and he sent over two or three of his favorite apps. And I want to, one of his apps, or his software, is the one of my top 20 whatever list that we're working on here. So let me bring this up. If you're a small business owner, one of the apps or software packages we've got to have is something to track our customers, something that we can do to send out emails, to send out mailers, to contact on a regular basis, maybe even design an e-newsletter, and to stay in contact with our customers and tag them from locations, types of customers, and what they buy. Well, the most rudimentary and basic software package out there for that is Constant Contact. Constant Contact is something they have a very strong marketing plan, and so many of you have probably heard of the word Constant Contact. Some would refer to that as a in-depth CRM. It's a client resource management software program. Well, once you get into that realm, there's three programs I wanted to mention in managing your client database. The first one is Constant Contact, which many of you may start out with. The next one is All Clients. All Clients is a great one to graduate to. Jeff Seamus is the president and one of the part owners of All Clients, and they have been growing like crazy the last 4 years. They're based out of Northern California and Northern Nevada. Amazing company. Check out allclients.com. You can even talk with Jeff Seamus, the owner, yourself. He's very, very reachable. They have an amazing program. Check it out. And as you go from Constant Contact, you might graduate to All Clients, which can handle all your customer database needs and emailing and contacting them. And then if you really graduate to the next level, you're dealing with Infusionsoft. Now, Infusionsoft is something we graduated to a few years back, which can help you handle even more of a robust database. It can be integrated with your website and even your shopping cart so that you can tag your customers and track them and send out emails. When you get a newsletter from me, you'll see down on the bottom, it's powered by Infusionsoft. So that's what we use. But I'm going to put those as my 8, 9, and 10 software packages to consider. That's Constant Contact, All Clients, and Infusionsoft. We've got a comment from Thomas on the chat line, Box.com, Dropbox.com. And I mentioned Dropbox early on. And Evernote as well in my initial list. So those are really good. Thomas, thanks for bringing that up. But Box.com is one I have not mentioned, so I'll make a note to check that out and maybe put it on our power list here. So back on the emails, I've got a comment about Basecamp. basecamp.com. I've actually used this before, and I think one of our experts on the line is an avid user of Basecamp. This is a project management tool for teams that all work from different locations. And so I've got an email here from Jeff that points out Basecamp and its power. So I want to bring that up. Maybe this is a good time, too. Let's see. Okay, we've got a question on via email I want to address real quick. This is from Paul. He says, can Sandy talk about how QuickBooks is used for real estate investors with multiple properties, not necessary for landlords managing their own properties? Well, Paul, I can speak to this as a QuickBooks Pro advisor and my new video series out. Paul, the perfect way for real estate investors to take advantage of QuickBooks is with the class function. And what you can do is create classes, which are oftentimes different properties, and then you can allocate expenses and income via class. So that at the end of the month, the quarter, the year, you can print out a report and look at your profitability by property. So it's really, really fun. If you have a robust property management company, then there are some property management plugins and versions of QuickBooks that are a little more technical for property managers. But for any of you out there that are just a basic real estate investor from 1 to 25 properties, using the class method is phenomenal. So I just want to point that out. Okay, well, one of our experts here that's on the line, I want to bring him out. He's been a guest on our show before. He owns Purpose-Inspired Marketing. He does website design and speaks and attends conferences all over the country. So I was excited to be able to track him down today. This is Dmitry Kozlov, a partner of mine that I work with regularly on all of my launches and websites. He's fantastic. So I want to bring Dmitry out on the show. Dmitry, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Great to be here.
Thanks for coming out here. And the reason why let me just say this one more comment. Please forgive me, Dmitry, is that I swear, folks, every other week I talk to Dmitry, and he says, oh, yeah, I'm at a conference in Miami. I'm at a conference in New York. I'm at a conference in Seattle. And he's all over the place. And he's at these conferences learning about software and programs to make more money in your business and on your website. And so that internet marketing is a huge world with very unique software programs. So Dmitry, tell us what you're seeing out there. What are the hot software programs for those that are wanting to make more money in their business?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny you bring up conferences. I'm actually in New Orleans now, about to drive back to the internet marketing seminar here called Undergrad. So and it was a really, really epic weekend. So one big thing that I've been using a lot lately that, when you asked me to come to the show, I was thinking, okay, what do I use that really applies to most small business owners, not just people in the internet marketing space, but that we can pull from that space to apply to everybody else? So, WordPress is a really big tool really big kind of CMS, big tool to build websites, but it can also get really overwhelming. That's something that I've been using a lot lately to build my funnels, my sales pages, corporate websites, all this stuff, and it kind of goes on top of WordPress. It's a theme or a plugin called OptimizePress. OptimizePress.
Okay, now let me repeat what you've said here. Forgive me. Let me interject and just kind of repeat what you've said so far for the layperson out there. Is WordPress, that's a huge software program. I love that you brought that up. In fact, that's not on any of my lists here, and I've got so much more to cover. But WordPress for blogs and website design, huge. And then you just said there's a plugin that goes on top of it. And tell us what the name of that is and what it does.
Right, and it can be a plugin or a theme, depending on how you use it. But it's called OptimizePress. It's OptimizePress.
Press. What it does as in a reporter, P-R-E-S-S, OptimizePress.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So what it does is it's tens of thousands of themes that you could pick from and install and play around with. And for the most part, if you're non-techie, it's a headache and you have to hire a web developer to work that properly and all of that. What OptimizePress does is it allows somebody who really has minimal technical background to just watch the tutorial, set up a really great quick website that can be a corporate website, a small business website, a sales page for a particular kind of product, whether it's online or offline, And you can do it within a few hours, having virtually no technical background, virtually no knowledge of WordPress, just by watching, you know, their step-by-step tutorials. And what's really awesome about it is it's built for online marketers. So a lot of the templates and presets in there are specifically designed to help kind of convert people when somebody jumps on your website. So there is already professionally designed to go ahead and make sales or get the customer to come in with a lot of the preset tools in there. And it really takes a lot of the online marketing thinking and a lot of the technical know-how out of the equation. So as a new small business owner, whether you have an online or offline business, you know, you can get a website up and running really quickly within a few days and have it look really clean and professional and be super easy to edit.
Okay, I love it. So WordPress and then, of course, OptimizePress to get a website up quick. With everything we need to cover today, can you share with us maybe one or two more quick ones? What are some other software packages that if you are brand new to internet marketing or building your small business, you're like, you got to buy this or download it in the first day? Anything?
Yeah, absolutely. There's something called Jing, J-I-N-G. And Jing is a really awesome tool that allows you to take super quick screenshots of your software or of your computer screen, or allows you to take quick video screen captures of your computer screen. You click one button, and it's uploaded to the internet, and you can paste it to somebody. And then the screenshots, you can also draw on the screenshots really quickly. You can write on the screenshots. You can annotate them. So it's probably the best way to get feedback on anything web-related that, you know, something that you could type up in a 10-paragraph email. You can do in a really quick 5-minute Jing video, and it comes across as you're working right there with the person. So somebody mentioned Basecamp. I use Basecamp and Jing combined. Sorry about that. I don't think it's right outside. So I use Basecamp and Jing combined to manage a team that's all over the world. And I know a lot of small business owners, even if you're not in internet marketing, you do stuff virtually. And you might have employees virtually or contractors or vendors virtually. So this is a really useful tool that allows you to communicate with somebody as if they're there in person looking at the same screen as you are. And it cuts out a lot of communication challenges that often come with virtual employees.
I like it. And let me hit on that theme of collaboration and screen sharing. I want to hit three or four other programs here, and I think it's just finding one that works for you folks, is Join.me. Join.me, which used to be free, now they're charging, so they've got everybody addicted, so now they're charging. And also, I think it goes without mentioning, Skype. Everybody should have Skype downloaded somewhere on their computer or their phone. I'm not a particular fan of Skype, but even last night I was working with one of my developers on Skype, and it was just very quick. If someone walks me through it, Skype can really – I'm just kind of a Skype problematic child. But and also GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar. That's probably the premier screen recording sharing webinar. So I'm going to just put out Skype and also GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the one big difference with Jing is that it's kind of a one-way, like you said, those are really great collaboration tools, and Jing is kind of a one-way, you know, you can sit at 3 in the morning and record something for somebody, send it off, and then they have it forever as a file that, you know, that's uploaded online that you gave somebody instruction.
That's right. I want to reiterate what Jing is all about, too. I think from a different way is that say you want to teach someone something or show them something on your website. I think even Jeff Seamus, who I referred to earlier here just a moment ago, used Jing on something he sent me. He's like, Mark, let me show you my website. He talked, moved around his website, recorded it, then sent it to me, and I was able to watch it at my own convenience. And that's kind of what Jing does. Am I correct?
Yeah, exactly. So, like you said, it's a super powerful training tool for employees, too, because you can screen capture something and show them, and now you have a process, an SOP, in place for somebody to follow every time, and you never have to show that one task ever again.
I love it. Okay, well, Dimitri, I'm going to let you run. I've got to hit some other topics here, and I appreciate you finding a minute on your trip back to Texas. Again, Dimitri Kozlov, a regular expert on our show. Do you want to share your website where you help folks with all this web design and everything you're doing?
Sure. It's purposeinspiredmarketing.com.
Purpose-inspired?
Yep.
Purpose-inspiredmarketing.com. Excellent.
Exactly.
Well, Dimitri, thanks for finding a moment with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mark. I always enjoy it.
Thank you. Okay, I want to hit a couple other quick ones here. I got a question from Eric online via email. He said, Mark, do you or Sandy have any opinion on QuickBooks as owning the software for your desktop or the cloud version billed monthly? So, Eric, what you're talking about is online QuickBooks or the desktop version, to put some terms to it. So desktop versus online. Now, I actually have a video in my little video series where I go through the differences in depth. I think Sandy and I both agree on this, and we've talked about it time and time again. QuickBooks Online is great for the brand new small business owner with one bank account, one operation, and for the first year of business, it can be a great way to have immediate access to your accounting services online, use it regularly, touch it up, get regular downloads, use online banking, and just get familiar with QuickBooks. But I know Sandy and I both agree that once you have any sort of payroll function, multiple properties, multiple bank accounts, and your business is really growing, maybe you have a rental property and a small business, and you've got multiple things going on, you're going to immediately outgrow the online QuickBooks version. So, folks, keep that in mind as you're dealing with that. I'm going to run over to the chat line, see if we've got anything else here. Okay, perfect. Nothing new. If you want to take simple screenshots, no video, you can use Microsoft Snipping Tool that comes free with Windows. Great comment. Also got another email here on Mint.com. This is from Julie. She says, Mark, don't forget about Mint app or Mint.com. This is free. I'm not sure if the app is free, but I know that Mint.com, you can get involved in it. And that's like the Quicken of QuickBooks. So you can use Mint.com for your own accounting, not your business accounting. That's what Mint.com is good for. So I want to make sure everybody is aware of that. Mint is not meant for your business, but for you as a person. Let's see here. We've got another comment online. Check out Spreecast.com. It's free. Forgive me here. I'm not sure what Spreecast is all about. So I need a follow-up email on that. If you could, just a quick sentence on that. Okay. Now I want to mention a few other powerful little apps that I've gotten some emails on and comments from, and the one that I think is kind of fun as a small business owner is Staying Healthy. So I wanted to hit this one just for a minute, and that is Power 20 Fitness Trainer. It's an app where you can have a 20-minute workout tailored to you that you can do in your apartment, hotel room, or even in the office. It's a little, and I know there's many, many apps like that that give you kind of that workout regimen and remind you, and a little reminder goes off. I think that's kind of fun. So I wanted to put that on my list because as a busy entrepreneur, many of us need to have that type of app that we can do some stay healthy with. We've got business card readers. I think someone said that you cannot have a everybody needs to have an app that's a Q reader where you can read those little squiggly I guess that's what you just call them, those Q readers. And I think those are really, really important in fact, I think I've got a good way of saying it here, is here we go. I'm just going to leave that one alone. I thought I had a bigger comment on that. But business card readers, very important. Maybe an app to track your business cards. A reminder app. The reminder app is great for mini project management. I wanted to throw that out. And Time Manager Pro. So that's reminder app and Time Manager Pro. Just trying to help you stay productive on a day-to-day basis. There is an app on your phone for Battery XL, keeping track of your battery usage and trying to extend your battery usage. So kind of fun there. Well, folks, I've gotten just deluged with some emails here, and I think there's some more comments here on the chat line. So I'm going to take these all, summarize them into a follow-up article for next week. So if you haven't already signed up for the newsletter, please do so at markjkohler.com. And you'll be getting your newsletter every Tuesday morning with another article on the best apps and software in your business. Boy, it just cranked through today. It's so hard to cover all this. And thank you for being with me. And look out for those QuickBooks announcements. And I hope to see you again next week, Tuesday at 11 a.m. for another Mark Kohler Show.
Thanks for listening to another hour of refreshing strategies to better live your American dream.
Don't forget to get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.